Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, Sag Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
The Score! This hour is sponsored by AlmostFreeTeeth.com, affordable implants, life-changing smiles.
Just in, Patrick Manelli.
Patrick Manelli, the longest tenured player in Chicago Bears history.
I want to thank the Bears organization for an incredible 16 years.
Score Football, pre- and post-game show co-host.
It took us a little while to get going back to 2005, but you're learning how to win. You're bringing this team together. You're winning close games. They're not a good team yet. I still don't think they're a good team. They figure out a way to win, but if they play much better competition, I don't see this stuff happening, but they're learning. They're getting better. The belief is there.
He even has a signature beer.
Long Snapper IPA. The can, the artwork's me long snapping a ball on top of an El Camino. I have an El Camino, so the artwork's great. The beer's great.
Patrick Manelli with Raheemy Harrison Grody on The Score.
Patrick Manelli knows that I wait until the cords hit because that's the rule. He joins us via the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. Patrick Manelli, part of our Bears pre- and post-game shows. He, of course, also the longest tenured Bear. And the Manelli Award is coming up soon, by the way. That's I think, where I want to start. Patrick Manelli, the award that bears your name. It's college football award season now that it's the month of December. You excited about it?
I am. We finalized the three finalists. We got one from Georgia, Penn State, and UNC. It was kind of trouble to give one to a finalist position to UNC kid. No, I'm just kidding. But being a Duke grad. But no, we're excited for him. It's been our seventh year now. It benefits Bernie's Book Bank up in Lake Bluff. Bernie's Book Bank delivers books to underserved communities around Chicago. We've opened up a branch in Milwaukee. We're also working on one down in the Sun Coast in the Sarasota area. So it's been a lot of fun working with them, but more importantly, Long Snappers finally get recognition. And we're down to three finalists, and we'll announce the winner December 13th up at Bernie's Book Bank in Lake Bluff. Tickets are available. I think if you want to go to berniesbookbank.org, you can find some there. And we'll have Coach Wonstadt and Bruce Bowen as our special guests, and our very own Lawrence Holmes is our MC, so we'll have a special night to find out who the winner is.
Shout out to all our long snappers listening. We checked the metrics recently. There's a decent amount of long snappers that listen to Raheemy Harrison Grody, Patrick. I don't know if you're aware of that.
I did not know that.
Yeah, yes.
I was also surprised by this.
they're all
very
over the place.
Specific data. Yeah. Pat also joins us on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score.
All right, man, let's get right into it, because I don't know if you heard our discussion with the comps, the quarterback comps we were talking about in terms of Caleb Williams. One of those comes from Howie Long, and that is John Elway. And we can only discern that means strength of arm and some things like that. So I want to know what you think about that. And then the comp that I just made, and it's very important to capitalize and be specific. I'm just talking about the way this year has kind of gone down and what Caleb Williams is right now. I gave a Rex Grossman comp for Caleb Williams for this year, a guy who Rex Grossman in that Super Bowl year had some brilliant moments, five or six games that you could call MVP worthy, but then a lot of it during that season was not, and you guys won in different ways. What do you think about those two comps, Mr. Manelli?
Yeah, I enjoy the, when the Bears win, people start talking, right? So I'm never going to go against Howie Long, the Hall of Famer, who was kind of my idol growing up. I wore number 75 in high school because of him.
Oh.
But if we could get close to anything like John Elway, I will take that. But, yeah, I think it's the arm strength and kind of just the playmaking ability that's there. And hopefully he can grow into something that John Elway does. I think John Elway was kind of raw when he started and obviously ended up being an unbelievable player, one of the best quarterbacks ever. So I'll take that from Howie Long anytime. And I think that's just kind of TV filler right now, which is fun. So let's hopefully he gets there. But your Rex Grossman comp is kind of interesting because we won those first 9 or 10 games because of Rex. I mean, he was – I mean, not just because of Rex, but he was – you know, when I talk about in the pregame, I want the game to be won because of Caleb. There were a lot of games that we won because of Rex's arm. I got the stats here. You know, he threw for like 295, 252, 274, 234, 257, and a bunch of those first games where, you know, the run game was good.
Yeah.
But it wasn't great until the end. But we were winning because of Rex. So okay. I get what you're saying. Maybe in the future, as the season goes along, because of this Bears team and their identity in the run game, I could get that comp. But I just think early on, Rex was kind of – you know, he was in MVP conversation. I heard you guys talk about that. He was, and we felt that. We knew that.
So you're saying you're kind of saying the comp. You're saying the comp is a little bit off because Rex was better.
I do.
Yeah.
At that time, he was. I mean, in 06, those numbers, he was.
Yeah.
I mean, you could look at it. I'm looking at it right here on Pro Football Reference, and it's impressive what he did. And it fell off after that Arizona game. But, you know, fortunately, our defense, special teams, and our run game picked it up and got us to the Super Bowl. And so I find that comp a little hard, but okay. I understand what you're saying with the run game.
When you hear Patrick Ben Johnson talk about winning in spite of the passing game and not because of it, what stands out to you?
I love it. I just love that he has a standard set high, that he wants perfection. You know, it's a game that's never going to be perfect, but even when you win, even when you have 9 wins already and that's above what everybody expected – you're always striving for more, and I love that about him. And he seemed like he was that way when he walked in his opening press conference, that he was going to make everybody comfortable being uncomfortable. And I just think that's the way it should be, that there's a standard that is set very high, and if you're not doing everything perfect, you know, there's room for improvement. He's just telling his guys that. And I heard Cole Kmet talk about, you know, he walks in and says, hey, these are 3 or 4 plays that I could have called better. So he points the thumb at himself, and I love that. So I think that he presses those guys at Halas Hall every day to a standard that's basically unattainable, but you're trying to reach it. And when you're done at the end of the year, hopefully it's a Super Bowl, maybe not this year, right, but in the future. So I love what he's doing.
I was also surprised, Patrick, to hear him talk about the receiver aspect of this. There have been times where it looks like during the game on your first watch that perhaps receivers are having to adjust or come back to something, but he also said that the routes need to be run better, and that was something that I hadn't heard previously.
Yeah, I agreed. And he's, you know, normally he's getting on Caleb, right, in a roundabout way. So I think now he's seeing Caleb develop. I think we all are, and he wants everything to be perfect. That'll help Caleb quite a bit. So, like I said, though, Layla, he's calling everybody out, and he does it in a way where it's not – he's not being a jerk. You know what I mean? He's just being obvious. And I'm sure he's doing it the same way inside Halas Hall of saying, hey, you know, he's got the clicker in his hand just saying, hey, rewind, fast forward. This is what I need. I said 12 yards. You're at 11.5. I said 12 yards. You're at 11.5. And that's just coaching. And that's getting those guys to play at a standard and expect excellence. And I love it. I you know, the culture has changed there. And I love it. I think I heard Dan Weeder talk about it. He's finally said the culture has changed, and it has. And you can see it on the field.
Yeah, we're doing an entire show about culture on Friday. You may even be called upon. You may even hear it yourself. I mean, you just talked about culture. We're looking for all culture quotes. We're the culture club right now. So I'm glad that you're following along.
But Mark, you just turn on the tape and the way they play.
Yeah.
I mean, everybody. I you know, I obviously watch, keep an extra special eye on special teams, and I'll point out, like, defensive stay, like when that's when the defense is on the field for punt return. Jaquan Brisker is playing his butt off. He's holding up a guy at the line of scrimmage above and beyond what he's basically asked to do. Jervon Dexter, when I watch field goal block, when you watch guys, that to me is how you find out if a team respects their special teams coach and how hard they're playing and their culture, what it's like. Jervon Dexter, every PAT, every field goal is giving his all. And that's a culture change that's been happening in Soldier Field, at Halas Hall within the Bears. And that's just evidence of a culture change. And I love it. And I just think that Ben Johnson has put, like, I'm going back to that standard. He set that standard high, He expects everybody to play hard.
Those are great specific examples. I love it. We're talking to Patrick Manley, the former Bear, current score guy on Raheem Harrison Grody on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score. We missed you, man, at the pre- and post-game.
Yeah.
This week I was filling in for Mully. James Big Cat Williams was filling in for you. So quite frankly, I want to hear what your thoughts are on, I don't know if you had to watch it on tape or if you had to watch the game later. I'm assuming that is the case. But what did you think about what the Bears did to the Philadelphia Eagles?
I actually got to watch it with my daughter. My daughter kept asking, why are you cussing so much? Because I was saying, holy blank, holy blank.
Yeah.
Because I'm watching the offensive line just kick their ass.
Oh, my God.
And she's like, what are you watching? I get up and I'm pointing out, like, watch this double team. Watch number 58. Watch 73.
Wow.
And that's what it was the entire game. And it was just – It was a complete ass kicking, and it's one of those where the Eagles get back in their meetings on whenever they went back after the Black Friday game, and they're sitting there with their head down, you know, and the coach is hitting fast forward rewind as well, and they're just seeing themselves getting manhandled, and that again, going back to culture, that's culture changing. That is guys just getting after it. They have an identity, and it was just fun to watch. It was just a lot of cussing at the screen and just enjoying the run game and just ripping off runs and watching Manungai and Swift do what they do, but more importantly, the guys up front who got the game ball deservedly, just winning the game up front.
I got the crap beat out of me watching the game in the movie theater by Dustin Rhodes, who was sitting right next to me. And while you, every time you were swearing,
at least it wasn't Olin. You might not be here.
I'll be honest with you. The setup was there was like one big table, and then there were all the nice, comfortable chairs. I'd say that's the gangster table. That's the table at which Olin and James Big Cat Williams sat. I decided I was not ready for the big boy table at that point. Mm-hmm. I wanted to let those guys focus. So I sat in the cheap seats with Dustin, and we just had, I mean,
gotcha.
It really is, man. Patrick, it really does. And we've been anticipating this and hoping for this for a long time, those of us who cover it, Bears fans, but it really just changes everything when you have signature wins like this, which I know you had plenty of in your career. I think back mm-hmm. to that Arizona game in the Super Bowl year that didn't necessarily, you kind of knew how good you guys were, but that was definitely a tipping point, and I suppose a signature game in that year for you guys.
No doubt about it. And you felt it. Like you felt everything change that, hey, we can win any game, giving any circumstance. But going back to that game with this run game, this thing travels and people have talked about it. It goes through December and bad weather and things like that. But I go back and think about that 2006 year. There's an NFL Films clip. I think we're playing the Seahawks. And, you know, the NFL Films crew is on the sideline and the defensive line coach is talking to the D-line. He's like, listen, all they're running is three blanking same plays over and over and over. Just stop them. Well, the Bears offense right now, they run them differently, right, with motions and all that kind of stuff. But they're running similar plays up front, but nobody can stop them.
That's beautiful.
So they know what's coming up front, but they can't stop them. And that's encouraging. And that travels, and that's going to do a lot for the rest of the season here. But that, when I watched that game, it made me think about that 06 O-line where – D-line coach was like, hey, this is what they're running. Stop them. And the D-line's like, hey, we can't. We just can't stop them. They're too good.
Our segment with Patrick Manley is brought to you by AlmostFreeTeeth.com. Save on dental implants today. This is Raheem Harrison Grody on The Score. And that's something, Patrick, that we have not talked about, at least not since I've been in the 5 years working at this station very often, is just the concept of overmatching people, out-athleting them, overpowering them. The Bears love to draft, as we know, based on physical traits, but we don't always get to see it like this. The free agency decisions on the line specifically have showed, and even some of the blocking schemes where they try to get the mismatches with their big tight ends, that those have shown this year when it comes to just being able to overpower people.
Yeah, I mean, Ryan Poles has done a great job figuring out, you know, we bitched and moaned for a couple of years about this O-line, and he's done a hell of a job figuring out Jonah Jackson. Took him a couple games to figure out right guard. Obviously, Joe Tooney getting that trade there with the Chiefs, and then Dahlman signing him is huge. I mean, those guys up front, it's like a chorus line. You know, you talk about the O-line, their footwork and their fits and all that kind of stuff. They just got it figured out. They know when to come off for double teams and fit up the linebackers. They figure out pirate stunts with, you know, tackles, ends, and all that kind of stuff. They pass those on in the run game, get up the linebackers and make the block. So Dan Rochard, the O-line coach, has done a heck of a job with him. But also Ryan Poles has done a nice job of putting these guys together. And Ozzie Trapillo came in and has done another nice job. So credit to Ryan Poles and what he's done, and Dan Roschar as well. But he's figured out these players, and they're playing at a very, very high level. And, you know, you hear the argument, who is the best O-line in the NFL?
Yeah.
It's the Bears right now. There's no doubt. There is no doubt.
It's amazing, and it's crazy to hear it. No matter how many times I hear that, it's stunning to think about, considering, you know, I just think about Nate Davis having to go play ping pong last year, like a symbolic of everything that's going on.
Culture change, right?
Oh, my God.
The
fact that that dude doesn't have a job.
Like, oh, he doesn't, Nate Davis?
Think about that.
Yeah, he got paid. He's good. He's fine.
And he had red flags all over him, Layla, coming from Tennessee.
Yeah, they were flapping all over.
I did research as well afterwards, and when you get the from people that have been in the locker room with him, oh, he's a good guy. I was like, oh, man, damn it. We missed on him. So he might be a good guy, but he's just not a good football player and a good teammate. That sums it up now.
Hold on. What's left? not a good football player and not a good teammate. What? Was he good at ping pong?
Good bank account now.
He might have been a good ping pong player. I don't know.
Like, yeah, what's left? Like, you have two jobs at that point. One job
know.
Is the phrase.
They missed on that one. So, again, we got on Ryan Poles, right, for some of the scouting he did before. We got to give him credit now, and he's done a heck of a job of building his team.
The Bears have beaten the Packers in the year 2025.
They were really close to beating him twice, guys.
Yeah, I mean, if it wasn't for that Chris, what was his last name? The guy that, it was Chris with a K. Who's the guy that blocked the kick against the Bears in that game? What was it? Chris somebody or other. Anyway.
Chris Packer.
That's it.
Do you have a number? We just call him. We just give him a number.
Chris Packer.
We don't know their names. We just give him a number.
I know I wrote that down somewhere. There it is.
But here's the deal, guys.
Carl
this
Brooks.
Two in a row in.
Carl Brooks. Yeah, Carl Brooks.
Carl Brooks. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Carl this could be two in a row in Green Bay.
Yeah.
That part of it, too.
I love it.
I think I hadn't brought this up to Mark, but I was planning on it. Just for everybody who said, the Bears could have lost that game in Green Bay last year and gotten a better draft pick. As a former player, what does it mean to the team to have that win at the end of the season, even though to everybody watching it might not be as consequential?
I think after the 10 losses in a row, that was the most important thing. Overall, though, they don't carry over, and I understand getting a draft pick, but I think Colson Loveland, we figured out he's pretty good. You're talking about a mismatch physically wise, and what he's done so far in the last couple of weeks of getting some big first downs and touchdowns and things like that. But no, it doesn't carry over, but it means – sorry, my dog's underneath my legs here barking.
Oh, what kind of a pup do you have real quick? What kind of pup?
Oh, it's a killer dog. It's a Cavachon, a good 20-pound little – it's very protective of me.
Aw.
But no, it doesn't carry over. It doesn't. And I get the draft pick and all that stuff. But I think just for the end of the year win to make them feel better, it does. It definitely does that. It does that, yeah.
What's your first blush, though, looking at this Packers team, which does have
wait to see it.
Yeah.
You got to run the ball. I mean, you look at Micah Parsons and Rashawn Gary. I mean, you're just going to have to run the ball. You're going to have to limit them to third, no third and longs, please. I just think they're too dynamic, too good up front with the guys. But if they can continue running the ball, which I think is their strength, they have a chance. They definitely have a chance.
Yeah, Micah Parsons, 12 sacks, 4.5 in the last two games. And yeah, Rashawn Gary, you don't hear about him as much anymore, but 7.5 sacks, Layla. That's pretty good.
How do you think Ozzie Trapillo's week is going?
Oh, my God. Yeah.
What do you think about him just so far in the two games he's had at left side?
He's done well. There's a lot of room for improvement. Seems a little stiff to me. For the left tackle position, but he's figuring it out. Throws his hands well, gets him inside pretty good. I was surprised. I thought they'd give him more help last week. Mm. They gave him some help, but he did decent when he was one-on-one. Obviously missed the one, and also Jonah Jackson gave up pressure to Jalen Carter on that one sack. But I thought for being a second time starting out there, he did a nice job. And I think he does have room for improvement, and he's got a heck of a coach helping him. So we'll see what happens, and I think he's earned the right to keep that left tackle spot.
Patrick, thank you as always. We look forward to hearing more from you, of course, throughout the week, your thoughts on the Bears on social and wherever else, and then, of course, as part of our postgame and pregame coverage. In fact, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in Sunday from noon until 3:25 for your local Ford dealers pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Patrick, Olin Krutz, and Mully get you set for the game. And then immediately after the game, they will have instant reaction on the postgame show presented by TimberTech Decking and Railing and Turo Tire. All of it can be heard on The Score and the Odyssey app. Patrick, thanks as always.
All right, have a great day. Can't wait till Sunday.
Thanks, Patrick.
Same.
And Patrick's segment was brought to you by Loyola Medicine. When things are at their worst, we're at our best. Coming up next here on Raheemy Harrison Grody on 670 The Score, it's time to bring back a fun game, especially this week. Is this petty?
Ooh, this is your favorite game.
It's one of my favorite games.
It's a great game. It is your favorite, though.
It's one of my, yeah. It's
Is it close? Maybe give us our power. You can give us our power rankings.
The power rankings of favorite games.
Yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
That's coming up next on the Score.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, starting with the true crimes that inspired Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Score.
Layla Raheemy, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody, middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Do you know what the game show music means? It's time to play another edition of one of my favorite games on the show. It might be my number one favorite game because it's fun and I do it. Is this petty?
Dun-da-da-da.
Is this your first? Is this petty, Mark Grody?
It's been a while. I think I may have been with you and Marshall for one previously.
So let's just throw this out there. If you have to ask the question when Ben Johnson is saying something, I would say 70% chance it might be petty. If he says it with like a smirk or a wink or something. So let's go back to that said. Hearing Ben Johnson talk about Matt LaFleur in his introductory press conference.
I know this is the toughest division of football right now. There's three teams that made the playoffs this year. And to be quite frank with you, I kind of enjoyed beating Matt LaFleur twice a year.
To which Matt LaFleur, if you recall, was like, I don't know him. He doesn't even go here. Yes, you know him, Matt LaFleur. Did you believe that when he said that? Do you remember that? He's like, I don't know him.
Of course. Of course I remember it. And I mean, honestly, though, if you're Matt LaFleur at that moment, That's probably the right way to respond to it. Like, if Ben, like, he gets elevated to head coach, well, LaFleur's been doing it with a certain degree of success for a while, how would you have reacted? I don't know that I would have given Ben the time of day on that.
I would probably have been like, okay, yeah, that's nice. Let's do this again twice a year, actually.
Right. I'm
a game on type of person.
Well, and if you're anybody from the Packers organization, you could look back and just kind of be like, okay. Because they've gone through this every year with coaches and quarterbacks. Green Bay has been just allowed to sit back, relax, and laugh. And they probably at that moment were like, okay, Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams, just the next two coach and quarterback to fail for the Bears.
Fair enough.
That's what I'm saying Green Bay is probably.
But to say he doesn't know him, that was overcompensating.
Probably.
It
yeah.
was. So, now that it's finally Packer week, Matt LaFleur was asked again by reporters in Green Bay if he has thoughts on Ben Johnson's comments in his introductory press conference, which you just heard. So here's Matt LaFleur's response.
Ben said about you back in March this week?
Not really.
On the level of I don't know him, let's play it one more time because it's like
really.
2 seconds. Oh yeah, we have to.
We need 1 second to give you 2 seconds.
Our little station has to reboot yeah. every time we want.
It's our
we
big
want
market
something.
Station.
Yeah, our little old station here has got
to
refire.
We're down to 49,000 watts.
The hamster gets back on the wheel. Yeah. Then you got to ask the hamster. Yeah. Okay, let's do it again.
Thought into what Ben said about you back in March this week?
Not really.
That's perfect. Like, the really edition is open to any interpretation you would like.
What?
The not part, but when he says really, that means it's on. Not really.
So is this petty, Mark Grody?
Yes, it's so petty.
Absolutely.
It's so petty. And I hope the Bears demolish the Packers, but I kind of, again, I see where the, as Molly would call him, the flower. I see where the flower is coming from.
The flower is a really clever name because LaFleur means the flower.
Which Molly figured out before any of us.
It's like Jose Mesa and Joe Table.
Get well, Molly.
Yeah, I love that. So, LaFleur.
LaFleur?
The flower.
The flower.
Also talked about how he feels about the
Bears.
Yeah,
you know what he is? He's a petunia.
Wow.
That's what he is.
He's a carnation.
Yeah.
One of those flowers that you don't care that much about. This is filler.
You damn daffodil.
If Ben Johnson were a flower, what would he be?
He'd be a dandelion.
No. Ben Johnson would not be a dandelion.
I'm still thinking of LaFleur. I'm sorry.
LaFleur a dandelion?
Yes.
They're doing good things with dandelions these days. They're making tea and stuff.
Really?
It's too useful. Too useful of a flower.
Did you ever give dandelions to your teachers in school? That was a thing in like third grade. We'd pick dandelions on the way to school and then give them to the teacher who would smile and then probably throw them away
at
the end of the day.
That's adorable. And no, I never did that. That's quite precious.
That's very Itasca.
That's precious.
Yeah, it is.
Silence of the Lambs, a wholesome moment.
Sorry, carry on, Layla. Play the game.
Continuing the game of Is This Petty?
Don't get sidetracked by Grody.
I mean, you could sidetrack, but like, do you have to go to Silence of the Lambs?
No, I don't.
I mean, my God, we're sitting amongst Christmas trees.
Is she a great big fat girl?
I can't believe that.
Yeah, she's a big girl, sir.
If you're going to Silence of the Lambs somebody, Silence of the Lambs, Matt LaFleur. He was asked about how he feels about the Bears and Packers rivalry. Step two on Is This Petty?
Do you think it's good for this rivalry that these two teams are where they're at as opposed to what it's been for the majority of your time here?
To be honest with you, I don't really put too much thought into that. Like, I think that, yeah, I think it's a cool for the fans, and certainly when you have two good teams, and obviously Chicago's the number one team in the NFC right now. So, you know, it should be a great game.
Way to talk down to your fans.
You're more insulted by that.
I am really insulted by that. It's not that big a deal. You know, you can downplay all that. You can give, because I'm sure we'll hear it this week. It's the next game on the schedule. Maybe we won't hear that from the Bears, because that is LaFleur just being an idiot.
You know
right
what?
There.
You know what I got to say to that? In the words of Ben Stiller, cram it up your cram hole, LaFleur.
Yeah. But come on. Come on.
Actually, in the words of Ben Stiller's movie.
I don't know if it's a big deal, the Bears and the Packers.
Two Ben
you don't deserve
Stiller movies
to be.
Today. There's something about Mary and Dodgeball.
two great
cram
movies.
It up your cram hole on the floor.
That's it. That's how you gotta feel. That's the move.
I need to rewatch Something About Mary because it's a low key hilarious movie.
The Movie Club. So this is my grandmother for you, an OG, if you will.
Yeah.
I went to go see There's Something About my friend who snuck me into the movie theaters before I was 17. So the same friend that I got the hookup from.
Nice.
Bought another movie ticket from her. Yeah, bought another movie ticket from her. Gave her like another $20, and because she couldn't do math, I got back like $4 for this movie. I was like, hey, can I go see There's Something About Mary? And then I get in there, and my grandmother's in there.
Oh, no. For that one scene?
No, but like, I like saw at the beginning of the movie, you know, when everybody's walking in, and I was like, BB, what are you doing here? And she's like, the better question is, what are you doing here? And I was like, don't worry about that.
I imagine
that's how I know my grandmother was a G, man. She went with her friend, like one of her friends, like I did. And I'm like, oh, I see where I got this from.
Did you guys break down the hair gel scene after that?
No, but we did talk about how funny it was.
Good.
So I think it was understood. All right. Do we want to do another one on Is This Petty?
I am. Let's just keep playing the game.
I mean, this is some stuff from Matt LaFleur. Like, your team isn't good enough to be talking like this.
He doesn't care about Bears Packers. And he doesn't really care about Ben Johnson. Okay. What do you got next, Flower?
A florist has informed me that carnations were given on Mother's Day. And now I feel bad for calling him a carnation.
Okay. Well, you can do better later.
Also, 847 says Ben Johnson is a Venus flytrap. Low key, I've always wanted a Venus flytrap. I think those things are metal. I love them.
Are those the flowers that are alive?
Those are the ones that you eat. Yeah, Feed Me Seymour.
I still don't understand how it works.
Audrey too.
It's really a miracle of nature.
It's awesome.
Yeah.
It's metal. Okay, Matt LaFleur, part three. Is this petty? He's talking about Caleb Williams.
He's done a great job. Obviously, he's kind of like a magician back there in terms of his escapability. I mean, they're getting ready for some of these games and watching the crossover tape. Just how he is able to avoid sacks and negative, I guess, play situations has been pretty impressive. He's obviously a very strong guy, and I think he has got great quickness and speed as well. So he's a real threat. He's a real true dual threat kind of guy in regards to his ability to move the sticks with his legs or make those off-schedule plays. There's not a throw on the field he can't make. And I think he's done a really good job of taking care of the football this year as well. So I think you've seen a ton of growth, is probably as much as any quarterback in this league from year one to year two.
That is correct.
Yeah, that was really kind, actually.
That was well said. Now, I would not disagree with that.
It's professional, and it's a good assessment, and it lets you know what they're game planning for.
And I'm glad that he, for once, and I've probably been guilty of this as well, for once, he didn't reference Houdini. He just said magician. I think we need a new magician, not just Houdini. Or we just call it Dua Lipa, because Dua Lipa has the song Houdini. But we like to levitate here.
We do like to levitate.
We do. Levitate in.
Here's the thing. When even Matt LaFleur is in on the talking point of him being Houdini.
Magician. He didn't say Houdini.
But same idea. It was a synonym.
But he's right. Like, that is correct. Like, his ability to escape, Caleb Williams, is absolutely elite. His work in the fourth quarter has been great.
So, it's definitely not petty, but it makes me realize that the fact that he picked up on that talking point too, the magician / Houdini.
Yeah.
You definitely know who Ben Johnson is. Come on, Matt LaFleur.
Yeah, man. Ben is a hydrangea. Is that a good flower?
Hydrangeas are awesome.
Are they?
And they live at my house for months.
Oh, really?
Like, they do live a ridiculously long time at my house.
How about a chrysanthemum? Or is that a...
Chrysanthemum?
A chrysanthemum.
I think that's just a mum now, right? Like, same
a
idea?
Mum?
I don't know.
What's a mum?
Flower talk.
Caleb Copperfield. That's good. That's another magician. How about...
Didn't he mess up a relationship with Claudia Schiffer? I don't want to put that voodoo on Caleb like that.
What's with magicians getting hot babes? Like, is it something? Are they attractive?
Isn't it like Will Arnett from Arrested Development? Like, you just like that's not a trick, Michael. That's an illusion.
Who's
Ben
the
Arnett
illusion
makes
magician?
Me laugh so much.
A texter, one of my old heads will know. Who was the guy?
Oh,
welcome to the wonderful world of illusion. Who was
okay,
that guy?
We have a flower. We have a florist texter. And the florist texter is the one who told me about the carnations being given on Mother's Day.
Okay.
And florist texter says chrysanthemums are daisies.
Oh.
All right.
And I would say that Matt LaFleur is a bit of a daisy.
Whoa. Wait, are we talking about like the basic white and yellow or like the ones that are colorful? And
oh,
big?
I don't go that deep on my chrysanthemums. I don't know what they look like. I'd probably know them if I saw them. Maybe I'll click on images during the break.
Yes. Okay, so I cut you off. What were you saying there?
What was I saying?
Okay. You're saying that Doug Henning is the name you're looking for. Henning is the welcome to the wonderful world of illusion.
And he kind of had buck teeth, I think.
I just know about like Chris Angel and David Copperfield. That's pretty much my extent of knowledge.
Yeah,
he's kind of like a magician back there.
You know what? We didn't see Caleb Williams doing a lot of the old spin move last week, did we?
No, we really didn't. Johnny Carson was a magician.
Was he?
Yeah.
Karnak?
I want to say that that's how he's cut his teeth as a magician. Who else were like
in
comedians?
The words of Johnny Carson, I did not know that.
Did Robin Williams. Was Robin Williams a magician? Seems like you'd be a magician. Like you'd have flowers popping out of his sleeves and water in a vase.
Well, you know who's going to be magic coming up next? I can't wait for this. Get ready. Ari Levy and Poochie from the Wiener Circle.
Hey, old Poochie.
Poochie and Ari Levy, because they're giving out hot dogs today. They're coming up next. And in the meantime, we are giving away something too. Caller 6 to the Scores Contest line, 312-540-0670. We'll win a pair of tickets to the Scores Holiday Broadcast. That's with our show, Rahimi Harris and Grody, and Spiegel and Holmes on December 11th. It's a special show at the Blue Cross Blue Shield of Illinois Performance Stage from 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let's check in with the Wiener Circle next.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines. You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. Just something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Layla Rahimi, Marshall Harris, Mark Grody. Middays 10 a.m. to 2 on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
I know you guys are hungry for more, right?
Itching.
Let me tell you something. The city of Chicago is hungry, too.
The city of Chicago!
All right, the Bears have grabbed everybody's attention. Ben Johnson, shirtless in that celebration on Friday.
There is a restaurant that gives out hot dogs. It's a hot dog place in Chicago named the Wiener Circle. And a couple of weeks ago, they said, hey, if Ben Johnson takes his shirt off during a game or after, free hot dogs to the entire city of Chicago. How much is Ben Johnson love? Not just because we do it with the Bears. Free hot dogs in Chicago? You kidding me? They're all signing up.
Man of the people.
He is a man of the people, and the person who first created the idea is now on the phone with us. This is Rahimi Harrison Grody and Ari Levy and Poochie from the Wiener Circle. That's the Queen Poochie to you. Join us via the Circa Sports Illinois Hotline. Download the Circa app today. Thrilled to have you guys on. What's the latest over there at the Wiener Circle? How's the crowd, guys?
I just left there. It's mayhem. Lines down the block. Everyone's going crazy. People are singing the fight song. And a lot of love over there.
Can you get a Green Bay Sucks chant going, or is that broken out yet? Because we could probably use that.
It's probably going on right now. Yeah.
That is the voice. Happen. That is the voice of Poochie. I'm going to use the G-rated version for our show, Poochie, because the FCC still rules us. The head chick in charge at the Wiener Circle. Always good to talk to you, Poochie. How's this been for you? The experience the last time of giving out the free hot dogs, and this time.
I didn't work that day.
Oh, you didn't? Like,
nah, I just do like the big stuff, like interviews, events, stuff like that.
You're above it all. We get it. You're the top dog. Right. You can do whatever you want.
I'll be off doing them days. So I just be at home.
She's got her own TV show now. She's too big time for us.
I'm happy that you would, reduce yourself to coming on with us today, Poochie. This is very, very nice of you. We appreciate this.
Of course. I still work at the Winning Circle. I just was off that day and today.
So I know you guys will, you're great with the improv when it comes to the replies. There's no doubt about that. So what would you say to everybody who thinks they can take their shirt off like what Ben Johnson did, but maybe they don't look the same way?
It's okay. Take it off, baby. We love you the way you are.
Let me ask you guys this. Did were you guys tipped off? Did you have any inclination whatsoever that this was would go down? Or were you like the rest of us, like, oh my God, he's doing it?
Yeah, we was pretty much shocked, like, oh my God, he did it. Because at first we was thinking like, nah, he ain't going to do it. But he ended up doing it, so... It was exciting for us, so now my boss got to give out all these hot dogs.
Yeah, Ari, first of all, there was the wager where you incite Caleb Williams to throw four touchdowns, and then that went viral. And then what made you think this was a possibility to put out there?
Yeah, I mean, just like we like to have irreverent fun, channel things like Bill Veeck or the Stanford Marching Band and just do kind of crazy fun things. There's an ex account by the name of Cream that claims to be the janitor at Hallis Hall, but we're not so sure. He asked us the idea and we went with it and just seemed on brand and a lot of fun and had no idea he would actually do it, and then he did.
Okay, so what are the rules? Like, people that are heading out to the Wiener Circle right now, could somebody come up and be like, hey, give me five dogs because I got a family here. Is it one dog? Can you get accessories? You get a drink? Or you guys just got a big barrel of hot dogs and you're just handing them out to everybody that steps up?
Yeah, it's one per customer. You can get it, whatever condiments you want, although if you get ketchup, the ladies are going to let you have it, But one per customer.
And Poochie, I know you've got the show now. I know that I've met you a few times and always enjoyed your time. I don't think a lot of people here who listen to our station know how big of a sports fan you are. And I know you have to spend time in Wisconsin. So now that the Bears are winning, you got anything you want to say to everybody who's a big Packers fan?
Yeah, Packers suck. Like, I don't care if I do be in Wisconsin. I'm not a fan of Packers, the Badgers, none of their teams. It's always Chicago for me because I was born and raised in it. That's where I'm from. That's home. It's going to always be home. So go Bears.
You got anything to say to Packers?
I got my orange and blue representing. I don't care. My husband got all his Bears stuff around. We don't care. So, yeah, he talks stuff when we go to stores and everything else. Now he in the process of getting him a shirt made saying, forget the Packers.
Forget you.
Yeah.
No, it's okay for our listeners
for you,
on
Poochie.
Twitch. We know what's going on there. The Twitch mob is laughing right now. I knew that might have been the case, but when it comes to just being a sports fan too, I've seen you at the Bulls games, of course. I've seen you at other places. What's the feeling like for you when it comes to the Bears being able to finally win and you being able to talk some mess back, knowing that they're winning to back it up?
Yeah, I'm proud of them. You know what I mean? So it's been a long time, and I'm just glad that they're able to show, what we can really do.
Poochie, how about I come out there, I yell at you for dropping an F-bomb? How about that? How about instead of you yelling at the customers, I yell at you? What do you think about that?
bring it.
Hey, here's the most important question. And I know that we're in the midst of this awesome thing that you guys are doing and giving away the hot dogs. What's next? Like, what, you guys got to have something, because I know that you guys were probably brainstorming other stuff. What is going to be the next challenge? Give us the sneak preview.
I'm thinking we thinking like if they make it to the Super Bowl, something like that. We just really want them to beat the Packers. So okay. I'm pretty sure we're not going to be doing nothing big for that. But we just want them to, you know, win it.
Something around the Super Bowl. But we're trying to figure out. We got to take it to another level. If you guys have any ideas or anyone has ideas, message us on.
Yeah.
I appreciate. Hey guys, I appreciate your focus. You guys are focused on the Packers, and that means a lot. Like, I have goosebumps right now because you guys are like, Mark, don't get ahead of yourself. It's Packers week. I think that's what you guys are trying to tell me right now.
And now you can see Poochie and Ari on Twitch, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. And yeah, Poochie, we always love it when you guys work on material with us. I know you can't say everything that you would normally say at the Wiener Circle, but anything else you want to say? Like, if you're facing Packers fans right now and they try to tell you some mess about how the Bears are going to lose, what would you say to them right now?
I can't say what I want to say, but we got them.
Yeah, what are you trying to do here? You trying to get us our license pulled, Layla? What are you doing over there?
No, right, I know. It's hard. Yeah. I know. And Poochie, what's your,
bring the Poochie out.
I know. That's it.
I'm coming to see the Poochie.
Two together, like, Mark does improv comedy, Poochie. I have a feeling that it would be great for the internet, but not for over the air. If people want to catch your show or catch you on Instagram, where can we find you these days?
IG is Poochie HBIC. And of course, it's Poochie and Pain Eats NBC Chicago. You can always catch me at the Wiener Circle on the weekends.
Okay, superstar. Yeah, so we'll see you. See you, superstar. Yeah.
Not yet. Oh, I'm a Wiener Circle star.
Fair enough.
Book her on Cameo also.
Cameo.
No, oh, yeah. I'm on Cameo. Yeah.
It's holiday season. No, that's perfect. So if you want to see Poochie, catch her on the weekends. That's when I've seen her. And of course, she's on Instagram and the show on NBC. Thanks, you guys. Good luck with the Wiener Circle hot dogs today.
Thank you.
Guys, appreciate it. Take care.
Thanks, Ari. Thanks, Poochie. You guys are the best. Appreciate what you're doing. Bye.
Thanks,
Bears,
for feeding the city.
Yeah. Thank you for feeding the city. Yes. We all need another hot dog.
I know. I love talking to Poochie, and I had a feeling like I didn't know how it was going to go because you can't cuss on the radio.
Yeah.
But you can on the internet.
Yeah. We prepare for those types of things. We've all got a button. Somebody must have used their button. I did not use mine. I still have a full holster of buttons here. But somebody must have got it.
Yeah. No. Tyler got it for us because he's good like that. So Tyler,
he's a beaut.
Thank you.
You're a real beaut.
I think to only have one, I think that was a successful interview.
Yeah.
Poochie spends time in Wisconsin. So to have to deal with that and then finally the Bears are winning, I think that's a good thing.
Absolutely. She got it out of her system, and it was your fault, Layla. So usually those things are my fault.
Usually
I'm the antagonizer. You are being blamed.
Yes. Everybody does anyway.
Yep. You'll get your fine.
I will.
The FCC will not let you be.
You got the lyrics right.
See? Oh, my God, I did. Don't let me go on.
An angel has gotten its wings.
The FCC won't let me be. Let me be mean. Me be mean.
So let me see. See,
I pushed it too far.
No. He performed it at Thanksgiving at Ford Field.
Yeah, I heard it was pretty awesome. I missed it. I did not see the halftime.
That's okay. Coming up next here on Rahimi Harrison Grody, it is time for Five on It. And one of our texters asked us a question earlier in the show. I don't know if you were sitting in our meeting or what, but that's the same question as one we have. I also have a really pressing question about Cole Kmet's friendships. He gives us an insight into something I think we should look into. So that's next.
Yeah, Packers suck.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
What's good, y'all? It's Von Miller, Super Bowl MVP, SAG Master, and now your host of Free Range. This is where NFL meets real talk. Every week, I'm bringing you inside the game, from locker room stories to league-wide headlines.
You want football IQ, locker room insight, and real conversations with the people shaping the league? Welcome to Free Range with Von Miller, where nothing is off limits and every down counts. New episodes every Wednesday. Listen and follow Free Range with me, Von Miller, wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vienne and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crime House original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.